Tonight on SmackDown Live AfterBuzz TV After Show, if a wrestler has a first fall in the woods, does anyone hear it? Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What is up, everybody? We are live at AfterBuzzTV.com, the AfterBuzz TV YouTube page, iTunes, SoundCloud. You're liking, you're subscribing, telling your friends and your foes about the world of AfterBuzz TV as we get ready to break down for you this week's SmackDown Live. What's up, everybody? I am Christian Rosenberg. Gang is all here with me this week. First off, she is Gabby Loren.
Hey, 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 guys. Glad to be back yet again for another phenomenal Tuesday night.
All right. And next to her is one Tom Connolly.
Hey, hey, hey. I don't know if it was phenomenal.
I like how you both had the hey, hey, hey going. That was nice. So, yeah, let's get ready. We can jump right in, really, to this week's SmackDown because it was lots of falls.
Yeah.
Lots of multi-fall matches.
Too many to count.
How are you guys feeling about this?
Awful.
Yeah.
Same. We'll get, like, a little more deep into it once we get into the matches, but the fact that they're doing this thing, anyone who watched WWE, unless you've been living on the rock the last week or so, you've noticed there have been excessive elimination matches or 2 out of 3 falls matches. Mm-hmm. And they're saying now, like in the commentary, you even hear them say, we're going to, you know, reset or pause or get ready for this when we come back.
Uh-huh.
Essentially, now when commercial breaks happen, wrestling stops for the live crowd in attendance that paid money and drove to watch WWE.
Thank you guys for stopping the action for those people in the live audience, so I don't have to miss anything that happens because I'm just sitting at home watching on my TV that I may or may not pay cable for. So I don't know what you're getting out of that.
I mean, they're getting, I guess, some extra promos that wrestlers are cutting during a commercial break, because if they're around the ring, that's probably what they're doing.
But it's almost like a house show now.
Yeah.
Like, that's how they do it at a house show. Like, mm-hmm. It's more of, or they used to do that back in the day on Raw or SmackDown when they'd go to commercial break. I remember being there and, like, Xavier Woods got on the mic and just started talking trash to whatever was happening with the New Day. You know what I mean? Like, so it's like, I don't know. It doesn't make any sense.
I kind of brought this up last week, but when I did go to Raw at Staples Center recently, I saw Sarah Schreiber, one of the announcers, doing an audience arena crowd stuff. So to me, I know that we talked about she's been doing it for a little bit now, but definitely within the last year, not more. So I think that it's been interesting to see that come into play, and I think maybe this is why, because they planned on doing this whole merge with Fox. Vince McMahon wants to make it more of a sport, so that's also why we're not we're doing the commercials the way that they're happening. But I'm thinking maybe that's why there's more entertainment happening with the crowd in arena when there is a commercial break.
Right, but now, so, Craig, because you were there, I was not, at that Raw a few weeks ago in L.A., so when Sarah was coming out doing the interviews, was it in the middle of matches?
No, so it was like when I did Monster Jam, it was like that, where we would actually do stuff with the audience, whether it's doing a little quiz and game with two people on each side,
or
she also did a dance cam, which is something you see at like other sports games, like hockey games or baseball games, where on the Jumbotron you'll see yourself, and they were doing dance cam and stuff.
Things like that during the commercial breaks, totally fine to do with the live crowd, as long as it's not in the middle of an actual match or like 2 out of 3 falls. Those things I'm 100% for, to try to keep the live crowd entertained with something while they know it's at a commercial break. Yeah. But when you have the guys in the ring and we're making all these additional matches and it's like, okay, pause, it's not necessarily the equivalent of, like, in other sports where they call a timeout and there may or may not be commercials, because there are a lot of times in sports where they call timeout and we're going to sideline reporters or just zoom in on the commentary. Not always an immediate commercial break.
So what I'm not understanding is why they can't, in their script, maybe we miss one promo and we just see it on WWE.com instead and they air the commercials during the promo instead. You get it?
I get what you're saying. Yeah.
Like, why can't they pre-plan that? It's a scripted show, technically. Mm-hmm. Sorry, everybody out there.
What?
But, like, why can they not pre-plan it so these commercials don't air in between the matches or during a match, I mean, but it's actually during, like, where a promo would be or something else, and that's why there is that in-arena entertainment so that whatever's going on, nobody's really missing anything.
Now, now the thing that they can do to actually benefit this is figure out, as far as, you know, whatever your big matches are for that night, those are going to be in the longer segments before commercial breaks. So overall, the match itself may be shorter than, like, you know, has 10 minutes, commercial break, another 5 to 7 minutes. So you may have to have a shorter match. But when you do this, if you don't have the 2 out of 3 falls match, if you don't have elimination matches, you can have more actual matches, which means you can put more wrestlers on TV instead of, as much as we love The New Day and Daniel Bryan and them, you're not having them take up 30 minutes with two separate matches.
Mm-hmm. Plus, like, why a promo. Wasn't it just announced they were having an 8-man tag match? Like, right. There's ways that we could have gotten into this, into what happened at first, for the first 30 minutes, where it could have been, you know, before the match even started, Kevin Owens and them attack. And then Heavy Machinery comes out. You know what I mean? Like, we didn't need the whole match at the beginning to, you know,
to then sell that we're going to have an 8-man match.
Yeah. Like I agree. Just make an 8-man tag match. But also, why don't we just make the matches, like, last before they go, like, end before a commercial break?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, why can't, like, you space it out of, like, all right, this match is going to be 15 minutes long. We're not going to take a commercial break during it, even if it's 12 minutes long. Like,
Or, you know, this match is going to be 6 minutes because, you know, that other one, we had a longer break. This one's going to be a quick one.
Yeah.
Okay. And, I mean, it's not the end of the world. And, I mean, but this way you also know, okay, these guys won't always be in long matches all the time.
Yeah.
Plus, again, you divide that up. Then, hey, I don't know, Apollo Crews gets a match this week. Chad Gable gets a match. Andrade gets a match.
Yeah.
Finn Balor gets more than saying 3 words. You know, like, different things like that.
Yeah, I don't like it. And I think it halts the whole match. Like, it halts the momentum of the match.
Agreed.
When you're pausing it, like, I'm essentially just pausing, like, I'm pausing the TV and just waiting to come back before we start something.
And this if it continues, this could make live attendance go down from all the negative publicity. I mean, NFL attendance, other than obviously playoff games or some select cities, the cities where teams are not very good, their attendance is terrible because of the way TV divides up in front of the live crowd.
Mm.
That's why people just stay home and watch TV.
Yeah.
I mean, the LA Chargers are currently in a stadium that holds half of what an NFL stadium normally holds, and they only fill up it halfway.
And they're building a new stadium for them.
But so you do this, then you could have, you know, in the smaller cities when WWE goes there, if it's a smaller city so they're not really expecting a huge momentous Raw or SmackDown or whatever, they may just decide to stay home.
Yeah. Like, I feel like I didn't go to Raw or SmackDown because, I mean, I've been fortunate enough to go to a lot of them. Granted, I have work and stuff. But after you go to a bunch of them, though, you're like, do I want to sit there for 3 hours? Like, I don't know if I really want to. Like, it does. Like, I mean, I get if you have kids, like, they want to go.
You will,
like,
soon.
I know, exactly.
Well, I will say,
oh, I'm dragging them there. Don't worry.
The last Raw I did go to went by super fast. It was really fun, and I felt like it just breezed by.
Yeah. So, I mean, we'll see. Well, let's get into the show itself, because obviously we've already kind of touched on this, and we want to obviously know your thoughts on it live in the chat roll on YouTube, iTunes, etc. But the show starts with a pissed-off Shane McMahon. He is pissed because The Undertaker showed up on Raw and chokeslammed him and stuff. And he's like, I've already beat Roman Reigns and I've looked into the face of death. I'm afraid of no man. Tonight, don't get on my bad side because I'm pissed. And nobody out of the ordinary got on his bad side. So what was the point of this promo?
What do you mean The Miz did?
No one out of the ordinary.
Oh, well, I mean, listen, he's busy. He's got a one-track mind, this guy, okay?
I guess. New Day promo. Talking about Stomping Grounds and Samoa Joe, and Kofi will be damned if Joe thinks he can eat me alive. He's interrupted by Ziggler. Ziggler's not going to get looked over again.
Come on, Ziggler. Really? Really? Oh, man. I was like, what is happening right now? Why are we going back to like 3 weeks ago? You lost once. You lost twice. You don't get another opportunity. I thought the idea was when the fans were in charge.
Well, management granted this to him.
Okay,
well, quote unquote management.
But say Shane then. Don't say management.
Yeah,
like, you know what I mean. Like we
say,
we
say I talked with Shane. Guy.
Yeah, exactly.
I talked with Shane. He made the match. Mm-hmm. So tonight, if I beat you in a non-title match, I get added to the match Extreme Rules, and it'll be 2 out of 3 falls. Daniel Bryan and Eric Rowan. I'm only mentioning them walking in the back because did you see what was backstage?
I'm guessing there was some kind of Bray Wyatt thing. I didn't see it though. I missed it.
Oh, I missed it too.
So no, it's okay because it's supposed to be kind of hidden.
Yeah.
As Daniel Bryan and Eric Rowan are walking to the ring, getting ready for the match, in the background you see the pig puppet from the Firefly Funhouse show up.
The other two were on Raw. So
yeah, there was some on Raw. I know when Miz,
and then apparently there's one with Kofi too.
Okay.
So now what does that mean? Because all of these wrestlers have one of these puppets behind them, insinuating they may be next, but.
It's just.
I don't think it's going to be everybody. So.
No, it's not. It's not specifically defined for any individual one, mm-hmm. but it's like
teasing
this,
who it's going to be.
Yeah,
well, it's teasing that, and it's also teasing Bray's lurking.
Yeah,
The Firefly Funhouse is lurking around.
Where is the Firefly Funhouse? That's what I want to know.
It's in parts unknown. That's where they belong.
Like, is there an address, a location, or is it backstage somewhere? Like transported
somewhere down south.
It's in the room next door to where Aleister Black has been hiding the last 2 months.
Yeah. That was who was knocking. Bray was like, Bray can I come out of here? I'm stuck.
Imagine the way he gets out is somebody has to unlock the door to let him out. You know, like
that'd
he's actually
great.
Trapped
He's been
inside.
Trapped. So Elias is backstage in front of Shane's locker room. Miz shows up, step aside, bootleg Bob Dylan. Elias won't move. And he's like, well... tell Shane I have unfinished business with him. As soon as Miz walks away, Shane shows up and Elias tells him what happened, and Shane's like, I'm gonna take on Miz tonight if he beats you, Elias, in a 2 out of 3 falls match. The fact that this was the promo right after the Kofi promo with the 2 out of 3 falls is just like, what? This is what we're happening? And then it leads into the tag match of Xavier Woods and Big E versus Daniel Bryan and Eric Rowan, where we kind of touched on it. You know it's the Mac Militant. That tag team match that Teddy Long oh so loves. It was a fun match between them. Xavier gets the win, pinning Daniel Bryan with the Midnight Hour. Therefore, we're kind of thinking, oh, okay, now they're going to push New Day to be the next in line to have a shot at the tag titles. Mm-hmm. Out come Owens and Zayn to beat up Woods and Big E. Oh, maybe it's going to be a triple threat match for the tag titles. And then out come Heavy Machinery. Oh, well, maybe it's going to be a fatal four-way for the tag titles. No, we're going to hold off on that and just do an 8-man tag right away. And
that's all
Kevin Owens.
One out of one fall match, just so you know.
And the key thing in the eight-man is Kevin Owens walks away from Sami Zayn.
Yeah.
Leaves him again, compacted by Heavy Machinery. They pin Zayn. And we never hear about it the rest of the show.
Yeah.
You would think someone backstage would have tried to find Owens or Zayn.
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on?
Well, listen, that's fine because next week we can have a story.
No, this is supposed to propel a story. This is making everyone forget about it.
Yeah.
Because they didn't touch on it.
It didn't make me forget about it.
Well, it's Kevin Owens. You're not going
to
forget anything
about
it.
At least something to happen between it, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, either they interview Sammy of like, oh, what do you think Kevin walked out of you for? And Sammy could be like, what do you mean? I didn't know Kevin walked out of me. You know what I mean? Like,
well, we can always find out next week in an interview. Like, there's always room for that. I feel as though we have 2 hours on SmackDown. There's not enough time. We talk about this all the time.
I don't know. Now we got to find out on Raw. Everything I guess in. I got to watch Raw to figure out.
Yeah. You never know. It could be on Raw. That's a good point.
Yeah, at this point, because everyone's on every show.
Yeah.
But you know what we do have time for, Gabby? We may not have time for that. But we have time to always thank our fans and our listeners.
Yes, we do.
Tom, thank don't you dare laugh at that.
That was a good one.
You like that one?
Yeah, that was a good one.
For all the time and all the effort you guys put in, because we put all the time and effort to make the show as great as possible for you, and we want to make it even better and better. And Tom's going to tell you how you can help us do that.
I am, guys. So if you guys are listening on iTunes, we need to give us a 5-star rating. Make sure you leave some comments. Let us know if we're doing good. If you're on YouTube, make sure you subscribe. Get in the chat roll every week. Gabby, you want to shout out some people in the chat roll?
Yeah, let's shout out some people. So currently we have 74 live viewers. You guys are amazing. Joseph Boza, Mary Annette, Michael Blake, Dylan Matthews, Charlene, Kevin. We have Rocky Empire, Dan GMQ. And let's see if we have one more to shout out. Haywood, you guys are usually our regulars, so I'm loving it. Thanks for coming back week to week. If you guys are watching right now and absolutely loving what we're saying, agree, don't agree, whatever, give us a thumbs up regardless.
Yes.
And leave some comments as well. Not just in the chat roll, but leave some comments below the video.
That's right. Yes.
Thank you, guys.
Boom.
For supporting us.
Yes. Thank you for liking us.
And all you gotta do is just let us in.
Ooh, nice. That was a good segue to Bray Wyatt.
In. Just let us in.
Let us in.
That's
let
creepy. In.
That was the point.
You could do it creepier.
Let us in.
Let us in.
Yeah, okay, you win. Gabby wins.
Wait, I want the chat roll to vote.
No, there's no need for a guess. Gabby wins. Tom sounded sick. Gabby wins.
Yeah, Tom, you just have a cold. Yeah. It's no big deal.
We had a vignette for Ali. Now apparently he's walking around the streets, and just his presence caused people who are doing evil to be good again.
Remember when we loved
the Ali vignettes?
They said, "Hey, people really like these vignettes that we did. These random ones that we did. I don't think it was like a creative team did it. I think either he did it with someone else, and they shot it, and it was his." You could tell how scripted this thing was.
Well, it was a poem.
I know, but it was just more... Everything else... The last two felt like from the heart.
Yep.
This felt like straight from the heart of somebody that wrote it for him.
And they got revised 10 times.
Yes. And was like, oh, man. It just looked... It was so corny. Ah, like so corny.
It was kind of corny.
I love Ali, but...
And by the way, the chat roll is pretty much unanimous saying Gabby won.
Yeah.
Which we kind of
figured. And apparently I look jacked, so thanks.
Oh, there you go.
You working out?
No, I'm not.
Throwing those punches?
Hey, he's busy building all those cribs.
Yeah, exactly. I guess I am working out. Yeah, you know. Building cribs, building changing tables, you know.
Carrying your gifts around the house.
There you go.
Exactly.
Miz versus Elias, 2 out of 3 falls. And Shane, in the first minute, interferes in a match, distracts Miz, drift away, Elias gets the first fall. Just like that. Commercial break. Mm. It was a minute long. Do we really need to reset? Mm. Then the second fall.
Yeah, because we need to take a commercial break.
Apparently. Second fall then goes for a while. Skull Crusher finale. And as Miz goes for the pin on Elias, Shane interferes, causing a DQ. So then before they can reset again, Shane and Elias just beat the hell out of Miz, including a spear as a dig to Roman by Shane on Miz. Referee then apparently calls for the bell, even though Miz is not on his feet. Because if you're resetting, the point is to make sure that the wrestlers are on their feet and ready to fight.
And I think Shane kind of forced him to ring the bell.
Maybe. But the referee, hey, you know what? You could use your power and eject Shane from ringside.
Yeah.
Which, why didn't they? Are they afraid of their job too?
Yeah, they are. Yeah, that's why.
He said don't cross him tonight.
He was pissed. He was pissed. And then bell rings, Elias hits an elbow, gets the win. And just for good measure, though, Shane and Elias come back down on the ring, and Shane gives Miz a coast-to-coast.
I really thought someone was going to come out.
They're all right? Singapore or wherever they were.
I know, but... I think it's going to be a 6-man tag now, right?
No, I don't think so.
I think it's going to change it.
I think it's going to end up having a separate match of Miz versus Elias. If Miz wins that match, he will get a match by himself with Shane, and that'll be SummerSlam. They're pushing that to SummerSlam.
You think so?
Yeah.
But then when are we going to get Reigns and Shane?
Reigns will have another match with McIntyre.
Or could it be that Elias at some point turns on Shane?
No.
And then we wanted to get Shane and Elias.
I think we have a better chance of McIntyre turning than Elias turning. Because McIntyre is a lot of
Elias is really his lackey.
Yeah, Elias is the lackey.
Weird because, he uses Elias so much, so I just feel like it would make sense to have the person that's closest to Shane.
I could just see them making a six-man tag, though, because they've already got the tag match with Seth and Becky versus...
Well, maybe they'll pause Seth to reset during
I mean, Seth and his girlfriend.
Well, maybe they'll pause to reset during the other tag match to then add them in a six match.
Maybe it's possible. Yeah. I can see that happening.
Yeah,
Shane, they lose, and then they're like, "No, Elias, get out here! You're the saving grace for this team."
Finn Balor, first time we've seen him in weeks, because they're asking him about Super Showdown, because he hasn't been seen since Super Showdown. I don't know why. I mean, if there was something for it, sure, that caused him to be off for a few weeks.
You never know how he got engaged. Maybe he went on a romantic trip with Vero Rodriguez, his fiance, and proposed.
You're allowed to take vacations. Wrestlers are certainly allowed to do that.
Yeah.
Not allowed to take vacations.
It's just very weird for him to be gone for 3 weeks.
Vacations is when you get injured. That's a vacation.
Well, ironically, he got engaged around the same time, so I'm just trying to be logical here, you guys.
Logic is not allowed on this show. I was strictly in the contract. This is an illogical show. I will not have any logic.
Just like WWE.
No comment. So they're asking Finn who's going to be next in line for an Intercontinental title shot. And Shinsuke Nakamura shows up. A guy who I haven't seen in probably 2 months.
Hey, but I was happy to see him.
Yeah, it was just like, and then he gave the two sweet to the IC title. Mm-hmm. I guess he's no longer teaming with Rusev, which is fine. That team really made no sense anyway.
Where is Lana?
With Rusev.
Did they re-sign? Like, when is their contract up? Because now I'm thinking.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Because if they have not been seen for a while, it's kind of sketchy.
I think they kind of just maybe they took a vacation too, like Finn Balor.
That's a longer vacation than Finn Balor, though.
I know.
Yeah. So
they don't have the IC titles.
So
he's got to come back to work.
So this is going to be, I guess, Finn's next feud. Now, mind you, there's two more SmackDowns before Extreme Rules, or one?
Two more.
Okay.
I think, yeah.
So let's see if they can build it in the next 2 weeks. Hopefully they build up their history in Japan and NXT to make it feel like it's worth something.
Yeah.
And not just, a kickoff match is going to be Finn Balor and Nakamura, which is just a shame for me to even say that.
No, I don't think it'd be a kickoff match.
I hope not.
We have somebody in the chat, Zeno Hour, said, make Nakamura great again.
Yeah.
He's not wrong. Or she's not. I don't know, Zeno Hour. I don't know.
Zeno Hour, you're a guy or a girl? I think you're a guy.
Let's find this out.
Let us know. Comment below.
Listen, we're going to have to reset, guys.
Yeah.
So we're going
to reset until we find out. So then we can mention who this is.
The live studio audience can just hang out.
And also,
the
Jeopardy update,
music being played.
Dylan Matthews said, WWE granted Rusev some time off, which I assume would be the same for Lana. Dylan, you know why? Give us the exclusive.
Yeah, apparently he has some insider knowledge.
Well, maybe
that's... A.K.A. checking out some dirt sheets. Who knows?
I think they're just leaving, guys.
He's a guy!
Congratulations! I don't know, what does that mean?
Thanks,
Eno. What happened to this show?
We like to have fun.
I guess so. Bayley versus Nikki Cross. So apparently if Nikki beats Bayley, then Alexa gets another shot at the women's title. And Nikki Cross beat Bayley.
Another Raw person getting a title shot on SmackDown.
So instead
I hope Alexa comes to SmackDown.
It doesn't necessarily mean she comes to SmackDown. Yeah. We don't know.
I would like her to get that championship and come to SmackDown.
But she might get the championship and then stay on Raw.
And just take the SmackDown.
Yeah. It's they haven't acknowledged what could happen.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you're right, but I mean, I don't know. I'm voting Alexa comes to Fox.
I want her to come to SmackDown.
Yeah, SmackDown girl.
Did anybody watch the 365?
Not yet.
It was very good.
They're usually really good.
Yeah.
All like the 24s, 365, they're really, really good. And then we have an Ali vignette like we had tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a very, very interesting one.
Okay.
Different from all the other ones, I thought. So you really got to know the inside dirt on some things. And you're like, oh, wow, interesting. Mm.
So why isn't Nikki Cross in this match? In this title match now? She's the one who pinned the champ.
Because she just won Alexa the opportunity to be in it.
And I like how she tried to figure out an iPhone. Trying to figure out how to work an iPhone.
Two things about this. She is Alexa's pawn. I like the manipulation of her. I already said this, but I'll say it again. I think that at some point she's going to turn on Alexa and there will be a whole Alexa versus Nikki Cross. And that will be interesting.
Sure.
Storyline. I would have loved if tonight Nikki Cross actually took Corey Graves' cell phone and made a call to Alexa, not just said she was going to make a call and then give it back to him.
Well, she couldn't figure out. She doesn't know how to work phones.
So that's fine. She could have asked him, get Alexa's number up. Yeah. And then call him and, like, actually talk to him and her and get off.
Why is she assuming that Corey Graves has Alexa Bliss's phone number?
Well,
and
why wouldn't
phone?
Corey Graves? He loves Alexa
Bliss. Yeah, he loves
Bliss.
The goddess.
I'm sure he has her number.
He loves the goddess like he loves Mandy Rose.
Yeah, he bought
and,
like, Mandy's number.
He really
number.
Loves Carmella.
Speaking of which, hey, Carmella's next, and she's searching for R-Truth, and she runs into Mandy and Sonya Deville, and a quick one this week, but please hit my music!
I know what you're going to say.
I thought it was going to be later, but okay.
No, I know what you're going to say.
This is when it happens.
Yeah.
It's right.
No, it was those jean shorts.
Really? What?
The Mandy Rose jean shorts.
Oh, Mandy's stuff. Sorry.
What were you thinking I was talking about?
My bad. Boots? We're on two different things. I wanted you to say Carmella's boots. Her money boots. You didn't
see that? Well, she wears those a lot.
Really? I don't remember them.
Yeah, no, she wears those a lot. But those jean shorts were new. Different look for Mandy. For those of you kind of listening, Gabby's trying to whisper to Tom, have you seen those money boots?
Yeah.
I think Christian's wrong.
I guess I'm paying attention to more important things than fashion. Oops.
Anyway, short jean shorts on Mandy. Different look. I approve. That's all I have for Christian's Closet this week.
But why can't she be in Christian's Closet more than once? Who cares if she wore it before? It's like,
because I feel like I've mentioned it before.
Yeah.
I don't remember him mentioning the boots. You did?
I feel like, yeah.
He was in his closet.
Thank you, Tom. There's a shot. Josh,
exactly.
Josh, our engineer, got a shot. Okay, there are the money boots.
Yeah, we definitely see
that. And I don't know if that was from this week's SmackDown. No, she wasn't ever around the ring in this week's SmackDown. So that was not this week, and she's got the money boots
she's
on.
She's pretty much wearing the same outfit, though.
Therefore, she's
on,
worn
Carmella.
Her before.
Wear a different outfit.
I win one.
Either way, it doesn't mean it was in your closet prior. So it could have been on the show, maybe not in Christian's closet.
Listen, he wears those boots on the weekend, all
right? I totally found those boots, thanks to Carmella, and I look stunning in them.
Your next Halloween outfit will be this.
Chat
outfit.
Roll, you decide. No,
who
you're not. You're
to
not going
see
to
see Christian.
Nobody.
In
nobody
boots,
wants to see me in those boots.
Boots with money on it.
No one wants me in any kind of boots whatsoever.
With like a crop top and some tight leggings. So you'd be real cute.
You're going too far here.
With a 24/7 champ. Who's going to be your archer?
Gabby, I'm kind of concerned on how detailed you want this outfit to be.
Honestly, I think it would be hysterical, especially if like you were walking around in West Hollywood like that during like Halloween, you know, when they have all the parties.
Oh, I know what
the
happens in West Hollywood during Halloween.
You. Christian, the guys will love you in your stilettos and your Carmella wig. You can literally be like all the other wrestlers trying to get that 24/7 champ.
I would.
You're gonna have the guys in West Hollywood running after you, trying to pin you down.
I appreciate the offer, but I may pass on that. I think I'm going to pass. But thank you for your consideration.
Really, I don't know if any of you guys are familiar with Los Angeles, but West Hollywood Halloween is just as crazy as June and Pride Month. That's all I'm saying. In West Hollywood. It's fun. It's a good time.
Yeah, I'm going to stay home. Moving on.
He's going to be like, I'm sick.
So Carmella eventually finds R-Truth, and he was hiding, and Drake Maverick shows up. I don't have a ref. I just want you to know that my life is ruined because of you. I spent thousands of my mother-in-law's money on my wedding, and R-Truth apologized. I thought it was Carmella's wedding.
Oh, wait.
And what?
No, actually, sorry. When you're done with this topic and point, I'm going to get to something that I really need to say.
Okay. So then Truth was like, all right, we'll get a referee. And Drake's like, you mean it? And he brings a ref, and then Truth says, psych, I love this title more than you love your wife. And then runs, slew of wrestlers start chasing him, and tackled Drake to the ground. And then Drake is just a slow zoom in on Drake, so depressed.
Yeah.
No, God, please, no.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
So I got to go back to a point really quick. So in the chat roll, Joseph Boza said, let's get to Ember versus Sonya and what got fans thinking a lesbian angle was going down. I don't know if you guys realize this, Did you notice this? Because I thought the same thing tonight. Being that we're talking about WeHo Pride before, I feel like this fits in perfect.
Okay.
So, when Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville were in the ring and Sonya got the win, she touched her hair and they had a moment. And I know they're best friends in and out of the ring, but it was like, it didn't seem like a friend moment. It seemed like a little bit more. And I know Sonya has a girlfriend, so I'm wondering, is WWE trying to play an angle right now? And I think I'm not the only one that thought that.
I pray they're not. I really hope like they don't use this into a storyline. It was
very sexual, the look they gave each other, and like she touched her hair. I don't know who else caught that, but you guys, let us know what you think about that moment, because to me, that was my first thought. I know they're friends, like I said, but it was a little bit odd. I've never seen them do something like that before.
They were like, they hugged, and I was like, they hugged. No, all the time. But
did you not see that? You're gonna have to play it back.
I didn't. Meanwhile, the chat roll is going back and forth. Some are saying if I dressed up like that, they would buy another shirt of mine. Some are saying if I don't dress up like that, they will buy another shirt of mine.
Yeah.
I'm leaning more towards that one.
So, by the way, Carlos also agrees. He says, I really do feel like they're going the couple route with Mandy and Sonya.
I don't think so.
I don't think so, and I hope not.
I think you guys need to watch that again.
Why does everyone have to be a couple?
Yeah.
We don't need it. You need to watch it. It was like some stuff I've never seen before.
Well, Sonya got the win.
Yeah, I was like,
yeah, not like back in the Attitude Era.
2002, 2003.
Yeah, that's a whole different angle there.
We're back HLA, is that what we're doing?
So Sonya beat Amber by shoving her into the ring post, rolling her up. That was that. Aleister Black is pissed! That's the word of the night. He was pissed because still no one's knocked on his door. He's like, this is the highest form of competition in the world. I can't be the only condemned person. Not one singular man that's man enough to pick a fight. And then there's a knock. And Aleister starts laughing. But we don't know who it is. You got me worried about West Hollywood now.
Maybe it's more than one person.
It may be. Maybe it was plural. Maybe it was the whole line of people chasing the 24/7 title. Who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe it was Shane, because apparently he's beating everybody up. Mm-hmm. Why not add Aleister? So, someone's finally knocked at the door. Now it's a matter of seeing when the hell we're going to find out who it is.
I almost wish the door would have opened, and like he would have just looked.
Yeah.
And then smiled at the camera, being like, okay. Like, at least it would have, I don't know.
Yeah, this way, oh, I see who finally knocked, who finally stood up for me or to me or whatever.
Yeah.
So we'll see what that is. Main event, Ziggler versus Kofi. Early in the match, ref catches Ziggler trying to cheat. Kofi then rolls him up, gets that first fall quickly. Right after that, Ziggler beats the crap out of him. Goes in the second fall. Right when we come back from commercial super kick, Ziggler gets the second fall. Then they go back and forth for a while. Trouble in Paradise. Kofi gets the win. Ziggler's not added to the match. Kofi's celebrating. Here comes Joe to make the attack. No, Joe's not there.
He's on a plane. Sorry, guys.
So we have no continuation of what happened on Raw with Samoa Joe pretty much becoming the number one contender.
Yeah, and before we got into the whole Sonya Manny thing, I was surprised that we didn't have Carmella come out. I guess we're slow burning on that too.
We're slow burning. She's busy helping Truth.
Yeah, I know, but she can help Ember too. Like, Truth ran away already.
That's a lot of responsibility.
I know, but
I don't know. But I mean, we'll see. Again, we got two more weeks, so we'll see how they build. I can't talk anymore.
No.
Build up Kofi and Joe. But I know we got a lot of wrestling rap we got to discuss this week. So, Gabby, take it away.
Everyone's favorite part of our podcast. Here we go. Brought to you by Gabby Murray and Kevin Owens. No, I'm just kidding. All right, so first up, WWE Studios and Netflix are partnering up to create a movie, a new live-action family movie, where it is telling the story of an 11-year-old aspiring wrestler who discovers this mask that has magic powers, and when he uses it, he's able to actually go into competition against WWE superstars. And the superstar that will be in this movie is Kofi Kingston, The Miz, and Sheamus. Also alongside those WWE wrestlers, the actors that have been announced are Seth Carr from Black Panther, Tashina Arnold, Everybody Hates Chris, Ken Marino, the other two, and Adam Polly, the Mindy Project. This is going to be super interesting. They just started filming in Vancouver this week, and it will premiere Netflix in 2020. So this is awesome because in the past we've seen WWE make their own movies, but It's always been on WWE Network.
Just a theater, direct to DVD.
Exactly. It's like their content that they've never partnered Netflix. With anybody. Yeah. This is now going to be with a huge streaming platform unlike anything before, Netflix, which is literally, it's Netflix, Amazon, Hulu are like the major ones. So I'm really excited. I think this is going to be really fun. These guys are turning into Hollywood.
And Kofi's going to be in a movie, which is great for him. Miz has the experience with it. Sheamus was in the Ninja Turtles one, so this is a nice bounce back for him as
he's
well.
He's in those Cricket Wireless commercials, all right?
I said movie.
I'm saying he's been in stuff.
But no, I'm excited to find out more about this. I mean, and being that it's on Netflix, it's very easy for anyone to go see it anytime.
So if you guys want to look up more information on this, the movie's actually called The Main Event, kind of like the show we used to watch on WWE.
The only thing I can kind of say about this is you already have your own network. Why are you giving your stuff away on another platform?
It's a bigger scale.
I get that.
Involved.
I get that, but
I get it. I get point.
Like, I don't get. I also don't get just because they have a network. How many movies have they made? Why is like Saturday night not like WWE movie night where we're going to play movies with wrestlers in it? Like, I don't know.
Who knows?
Who's programming that?
I think it's just like Divas. You put it on a platform that has a lot of other viewers and maybe not even wrestling fans. Mm. Just like GLOW is on Netflix and it's about wrestling and maybe people that don't even know what wrestling is are watching it. So it's going to create more traction for WWE.
What's next?
So next up, we have the whole feud with Seth Rollins and Will Ospreay on Twitter, you guys. So if you don't know what's going on, I guess over the last 48 hours, there's been a lot of
A lot of angry tweets
at each other. So essentially, Ospreay responded to Rollins' tweet, and Rollins put out something, and then he said, "I'm alive," pretty much volunteering himself, like saying, I guess he said something about finding another wrestler can do what he can do that's alive or whatever. And so he said, "I'm alive." Ospreay said this. And so then they started going back and forth with each other, and Rollins said, "I'm sorry, little guy. We already have a better version of you here." And he just won his first U.S. title tonight. Congrats at King Ricochet. Keep working hard, though, buddy. And Will actually tweeted, "Fact of the day, Will Ospreay wrestled more matches in 2019 than at WWE Rollins. Catch up, little guy," with a kissy emoji. So that's just like the beginning, and then Rollins pretty much said, "I mean, if you want to talk numbers, we can compare bank accounts too. P.S. That's counting a month off with a broken back. Thumbs up, buddy." So it's a little
heated. I love this.
Yeah.
I absolutely love this. I love the fact that we're now at a day and age where WWE superstars are actually acknowledging top-tier wrestlers in other companies.
Yeah.
And I love that they're talking trash to each other. Ospreay makes valid points. Rollins makes valid points. Mm. And they're just going back and forth because all this does is make, A, people who don't know who Will Ospreay is, Google him, get him more exposure. Mm. And people who follow Will Ospreay want to tune in and follow Seth Rollins or tune into Raw to see if he's actually going to make a comment about him.
Yeah.
So it wins on both fronts.
Actually, I would love it if WWE Creative kind of like played into this a little bit. And on next week's show, maybe in one of the scripts, he just comes out in the ring and says, "You know what? I challenge anybody who thinks that they can do what I can do here." And like, makes it kind of like a joke.
Sure.
Yeah. I want to hear that. I want to hear them. It's so new and it's inventive. It's just going to change up the chemistry a bit, I think, and make things more interesting. Like, not everything has to be revolved around WWE and WWE. Like, make it fun. Involve other things. You don't even have to say his name. Just, like, play on what's going on.
Yeah. I wish the thing that sucks is that we're not going to get this match. You know what I mean? Like, there's not going to be a payoff to this. I know.
Yeah.
But that's where it's kind of hard of, like, you can only work for us. You can't work anywhere else kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't bring other people in from these other companies. Like, I do think that is something that AEW is going to be different, where they're bringing in people
from AAA,
from other places can be in matches where, like, you can get these cool, like, matches you never thought you'd get, where, like, WWE is just so, like, nope. You're here. You're locked here.
Mm-hmm.
Where you can't go anywhere else, and we can't bring anybody else in, even for one match. Mm-hmm. Like, just think if, like, after Extreme Rules, say Seth Rollins wins, and we all think Brock Lesnar's going to come out, to cash in, and Ospreay comes out and beats
crowd
him up.
Go yeah. You know what I mean? Insane.
Like, say they,
for like a one night thing, right?
Yeah, and then like you know, cool. And then SummerSlam, it's him versus Ospreay. Like, why not? Like, what is the loss of that? Nothing. Like, nobody's losing in that situation.
Yeah. I like that. All right, last story. So this is very sad news. I know you in particular, Christian, shed a tear. Mr. Bootyworth has left the WWE writing and creative team.
What are you doing sitting here still?
Wait.
Get out of here.
Wait. Yes. Wait, are you saying the guy who was playing Mr. Bootyworth is gone?
Yes, and he announced it via Instagram officially, and he said, "It's been a wild 3 years. Thank you for everything, but mostly the frequent flyer miles. One of the best writing teams in the world to work on. Glad I got to be a part of it." How do you feel? Are you okay, Christian?
I think he's in shock right now.
Bootyworth, that position is now available.
Yeah, so either you're going to cry or you're going to be super excited because you may have an opening.
People that listen and watch this, hashtag Rosenberg for Bootyworth. Now is the time we can make our dream come true.
That's what you need to dress up as.
I will totally. Yeah. I can dress up as Bootyworth.
You're still going to get knocked out.
I'm not going in West Hollywood, but I'll still dress up. Rosenberg for Bootyworth. We can make this happen. Let's show the world.
We can change the universe.
Yes. There is hope. There is hope.
Listen.
I'm so happy.
Wait, go back to that picture. I want to see what the outfit is real quick.
Yeah. It's a tuxedo shirt.
Oh, yeah.
I can do that. Mm-hmm. But I can wear that.
You should have a sign that says, I think you should wear that next week.
You should wear that next week.
I need to get one. I don't have one yet. But, oh, I'm not here next week. I'm in Florida. What?
Well, thanks for telling us.
By the way, I told you before. By the way, heads up, I'm not here next week.
I'm actually not here next week either.
I'm the first Tuesday in 2019 that I will not be here. Sorry.
He's auditioning for Mr. Bootyworth.
I'm going down to audition for Mr. Bootyworth. I'm not going to be here next week.
Oh, my gosh. That's ridiculous.
You got one more, I'm sure.
Kevin Owens, all right. As always. Kevin Owens.
Now, start that, because I realize I left something off camera. Start the story because I have to grab this.
Okay, perfect. So, all I really wanted to say about Kevin Owens, as you know, we always finish off. What? You're blocking my frame. What is it?
Rock's right in the shot.
Couldn't even duck.
Sorry, am I there?
No, oh,
he's not
man.
Showing up next week.
Anyways,
walks right in the shot.
Always trying to ruin my wrestling rap. See that, guys? Anyways, what I was going to say is, the Wrestling Observer reported on the whole pin that Kevin Owens got at Stomping Grounds and said that, you know, it is believed that the plans right now for Extreme Rules will feature a triple threat match for the WWE Championship with Kofi Kingston defending against both Dolph Ziggler and Kevin Owens. But everyone's saying it will be interesting to see if WWE takes the belt off Kofi during SummerSlam and or if they will let it run with Kofi Mania, you know, past that and into August. But I think Kevin Owens may have a shot, in my opinion. But I just wanted to say, like, Kevin Owens, we're rooting for you here at AfterBuzz. You have my support. You have Tom the Calm. You have Christian Rosenberg all in your corner.
Sure.
Get that championship belt.
All right, but so the finish
note. Take it from Seth, not Kofi.
So I did need to end real quick with a show with a surprise for Tom.
All right. Yeah.
Because those people that aren't aware, so a few weeks ago, Tom actually had his baby shower.
I did.
For his twins, for Axe and Smash Connolly, that are coming soon. Now, it ironically happened to be the same weekend that I was in Vegas playing the World Series of Poker event that I planned months in advance.
I planned it that way.
Tom planned it that way. I secretly planned it that way, so I wouldn't be there. Gabby was there. She had a great time. Apparently, there was a lot of delicious snacks that I missed out on.
Lots.
Yeah.
But that meant I was not able to give Tom his baby shower gift that I'm sure his fiance will love. Mm-hmm. and let's just say, long story short, it took me weeks to get it because there was a certain company that typically delivers things to your homes that for some reason was going back and forth and claimed they delivered something and didn't. But I finally got it. So I wanted to present it to you, Tom, now. Okay. So go ahead. That will be
lovely wrapping.
Yeah, I can't rap to
sure
save my life.
WWE merch.
It would never be such a thing.
Oh, yeah. Austin 316 shirts for me.
No, they're not for you. Go and open one of them. They're the same thing. Just so you're aware.
Hold on. Sorry. This is really loud on the mic.
Yeah, perfect. That's what everyone wants to hear. Just so you're aware. So they're both the same thing for both boys.
Okay.
It's a Austin 316 onesie. There you go.
That's awesome. Oh, thank you so goodness. Much.
Yeah.
Don't worry. I'll take pictures with them in it.
I expect you to.
This will be what they're wearing home from the hospital, you know.
That better be true.
that won't be true.
You know what would have been even cooler?
I can't make that happen.
I would have loved if he actually was having his twins in March on the 16th. How cool would that be?
Oh, well, I mean, unless he's naming his kids Steve and Austin, then it also works.
That works. So what are you going to do?
That name's not on the list.
But Axe and Smash are.
Of course. They're awesome. That, yeah.
All right. So we need to wrap this show up, but we want to hear more of your thoughts on the news that Gabe was bringing to wrestling rap, the whole pausing in the commercial breaks, who knocked on Aleister Black's door, what are these two going to do without me next week? Because I know they're going to be very sad and depressed and not be able to perform.
And it'll be the worst podcast you guys have ever listened to in your life. Your ears may bleed.
That's the spirit.
I'm just kidding.
So tell us on YouTube and iTunes. And Tom, how can people reach out to you?
Follow me Twitter, Instagram, TomTheCom. Also check out my Etsy store, Connelly Central. And also Twitter and Instagram, Connelly Central.
Gabby.
So you guys can follow me at Gabby Lauren TV on Instagram and Twitter. And guys, I got a Cameo account. That's Cameo. So find me on there. I can share the link if you want it. I can do personal video shout outs. So if it's your birthday, anniversary, something fun's going on, July 4th, whatever you want me to say, I'll say it and it will be an awesome shout out. And your boy's on it too.
I gotta finish it, but I'm getting on it and I wanna see which one of us gets more. Mine is gonna be cheaper than Gabby's.
Excuse me, it's not about that. First of all, who's worth more here?
Which is why mine's going to be cheaper than Gabby's.
And FYI, Cameo's a great platform. You could even donate to charity.
Oh, there you go. Follow me on Twitter at Roy Rosenberg, Instagram, The Roy Rosenberg, porcinities.com/Christian Rosenberg. Find me on Cameo soon, apparently. I won't be here next week. Gabby and Tom will. Maybe someone else will join them. We'll find out. Tune in next week. I'll see you in 2 weeks. See you.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.